Hi, we're going to start our connection with a clearing first. The reason we do that is that we want to know when we're connecting to our animal that we're getting stuff from them, not from us. And the best way to do that is to clear out thoughts and feelings and physical feelings before you start the connection. Now, this is very, how do I say, this is something that you do when you're practicing. You don't always have to do this once you get into the mode of connecting with your animals on a regular basis, like you're just in the flow. And sometimes you just get messages from them or they hear you, and you don't have to do that. But in the beginning, it's really good to practice to a place of quiet. Excuse me. And the other reason you want to know this technique is because when you have to have a difficult conversation with your animal, you want to be in a place of neutrality, of quiet. And those times where you're asking for information about their health, or a behavior that's very upsetting, those are good times to do this first and be in a place of quiet. So you can actually hear it. Your emotions or your thoughts aren't putting a barrier up to what they're trying to send to you. Okay? So that's why you want to know this. I still do this when I'm checking in with one of my animals who are older, and I want to know how they're feeling because I got a lot of emotion about that. Okay, right. So let's do this. You can make it fun. I do. So what I do is I see that I have a locker that I bring in, and it's probably from middle school. It's a blue locker. I can remember the color, and I would ask you to see if you can pretend or imagine that there's a locker next to you as well. Mine always shows up on the left-hand side and it's open. And this is where you're going to put your feelings, your thoughts, and your physical feelings. So let's go ahead with and start with thoughts. Start to notice what thoughts are hanging around. Did you have a discussion with a significant other and you are still playing that out in your head? Not that I know anything about that, but I've heard that this could be an issue. Is there a to-do list in your mind of things that you haven't completed yet, either for the rest of the day or to tomorrow? Anyway, it's on your mind. Are there thoughts in the form of worrying? I worry about this, or I wonder about that. And take all those thoughts and move them into the locker. Now, I like to do it in a fun way. And my way is more visual, but whatever way works for you. So I've come up with sometimes the old-fashioned legal pad, the yellow, I don't know, 8.5 by 11. And I see everything written down in there, and I tear off a sheet and put it in there. Lately, I've been seeing stuff written on paper airplanes that kids would do probably in middle school. And I see it in there, and then I fly that little airplane into the locker. So, whatever works for you, if you just want to float them into that locker, keep it simple, go for it. Move them over. Okay. So now check around. If there's anything that kind of slipped in, send that one on its way too as you continue to do this. But right now, get quiet and see or feel or notice how it is to be in a quiet state when it comes to thoughts. I just did a sigh. It's kind of a relief. Okay, so let's move on to our emotions. See if you can identify, notice if there are some emotions left, maybe again in an interaction with other humans, maybe something with your animals, where there's still an emotion there. Maybe when you thought about that to-do list, there was some emotion attached, and those emotions are still there. And I want you to put those in the locker. Now, emotions to me are very tender, and they need to be treated tenderly and moved into the locker tenderly. My sort of imaginatory process has little beautiful jewelry bags, like you might put earrings in, and I put them in the little bag and I hang them up so that they're soft and they're kept safe. And again, if all you need to do is to move your emotions into the locker, like they just float in, that's fine. Go ahead and move your emotions in now. Okay, so if you have any emotions that pop in when we do the last part or any thoughts, keep moving them over. But right now, sit quietly and notice how it feels to have a mind that is at rest and emotions that are not taking over the body. It's just quiet emotionally and mentally. Notice if your body feels a little more grounded or comfortable. If there's a sense of relief, because that's what I get. All right. Now let's look for physical feelings, maybe aches or pains or tightness, anything that you would want to know about before you check in with your animal, because you might get something during the check-in when you communicate with them and you wonder if it's yours or theirs. So now start from your feet and move on up. And if anything comes in where it feels a little strange or uncomfortable, you just notice it. Imagine that it's being moved into your locker. Pretend it all works the same. It's what we're doing here. And keep on moving up to the calves and the knees and the thighs. Remember the back of the legs as well. And move into the torso. Move right up, front, center, back, your backside as well, where you're sitting. Put it into the locker. And when you move up to your shoulders, if you're like me, I got to relax them. Put a couple of aches and pains into my locker. So I'm going to go down the right arm, all the way down to my fingers, and down the left arm, all the way down to my fingers, and move anything over. And then we move up the shoulders to the neck, and the neck into the head. And we move everything that we can physically into the locker. And if you get a physical sensation and it's something that you noticed right now, you hadn't noticed when you were doing this, and you're confused, is it me or is it them, my animal? Ask and see what you get. Just the first thing that pops in, take it. That's your intuition. And if it's me, say, we're doing the animal right now. Could you move out of the way? I feel like somebody's sweeping that off into the locker for you, or however you want to do it. Okay, and now sit quietly right now. And enjoy what it's like to find peace and quiet physically, mentally, and emotionally. Okay, you are ready to connect with your animal.